Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. We had everybody singing before the show.
It's a singing improv contest.
Welcome to my darling co-host, Veronica Entwistle, who I adore.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, darling. Tonight's show, The Shadow, continues choosing the world you want to experience, walking through the chaos. And it's been one of those fascinating weeks. So tonight we're going to discuss the chaotic changes happening out of the blue and how to navigate through these dramatic and swift changes. Our choices are manifesting more rapidly than ever before. What I say, our chances, our choices. So, and we have a lot to share tonight. A very, very interesting week, and as always, the show pretty much creates itself. I'm just, you know, as I always say, I just work here. I probably would prefer that we wouldn't use me as the guinea pig, but unfortunately, we do. Tonight's dedication, and this is to all of those who find themselves challenged with the overwhelming threats of change and old energies cropping up out of the blue, raising their ugly heads one more time, tempting them to turn back and hook into the old energies and lower densities. So this is for everyone on the planet dealing with this. My love to all of you.
And this is advice to keep a sense of humor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If we don't keep a sense of humor, we're all going to be nuttier than a fruitcake. I can tell you that for sure.
Either that or it is nuttier than a fruitcake. And
it's
just
one or the other. I think I'm halfway there. So I want to bring up some old business from last week, because last week's show definitely brought up some questions for people. Which actually I'm thrilled. That means people are listening and they're thinking, but we don't want to scare people. That's not our intent. One of the questions from last week's show, which was on sexual energy, was the pipeline. And this raised a lot of questions for people from last week's show. The pipeline, and it's going to be very prevalent in tonight's show as well, is something that Lazarus referred to years ago, and this is where we fill the pipeline. And I mean, you know, people in business know what the pipeline is as well. You fill it with business. These are desires, things that we wanted intensely, but they're also fears.
You mean that they just direct a steady stream from us?
Yeah, they are a steady stream, and they start filling up the pipeline. And, you know, I told the story last week about how in the pipeline was the desire for the house that I'm sitting in right now. I didn't realize how strongly I had put that out there. But, you know, many years later, I ended up in exactly the same house, same floor plan. Everything I had wanted is a little different. But, and on the same street, everything. I mean, it was... So I began to understand the pipeline very intensely and... you know, not only with the house, but with men, you know, different desires I've put out there. And so I want to talk about clearing the pipeline and go over this one more time with everybody.
The pipeline then is the place where it stores actually your older visions that might need to be replaced?
Yes, and your current visions.
Hmm.
So the recommendation here is to go into meditation, call in your higher self, whether you see them or not. Now, for some people are not visual and they've never really fully connected with their higher selves and their guides, you know, and my recommendation is just to trust that they are there. A good one always is to go into a beautiful forest, go into a clearing, you know, sit, wait for your higher self and guides to arrive, or they're there waiting for you. And then from the forest, venture out to find the pipeline, and you can have it look like it's just a huge, giant pipeline one you can stand in. And when you enter it, have everyone with you. And my recommendation is have lots of guides. They can be angelic. They can be whatever it is that you desire. They can be ETs. It doesn't matter. But, excuse me, enter the pipeline and start looking at the things that are in there, old desires. I mean, there may be because you're not going to fit a house in there. There may be pictures of houses and, you know, images of men or women. Also, fears. Anything that you've had intense feelings about, jobs, cars, houses, lovers, you know, material things, and fears. You know, there may be a picture of somebody with, you know, cancer, which tends to be something that lots of people have fear about. They hate to ever talk about it. You know, they stuff it down into the shadow, but it's there. And so start handing this stuff to your guides. Let them haul all this stuff out. If there are things in there you want to keep, keep them. Not only that, the things you desired 5, 10, 15 years ago are probably a lot different than what it is you desire today.
Thank heaven.
Yes. But you can have poverty, loss, aging, health fears, all sitting in there as well. So whatever the representation is, you know, and really allow yourself to be creative with it. But make sure that you're handing it to your guides and your higher self, and they're hauling this stuff out of there. And if you have to go back in and do it, you know, every other day, whatever, you know, until you're really certain when you go back into that pipeline, the damn thing is clear, except for the things you really do want to create. And don't do this with fear. Do it with determination and fully empowered. Trust that you can do it. What you do in meditation is every bit as or more powerful than what you do in the physical. And that's something that, you know, I think some people forget how powerful their meditation can be if they allow it. Now, the pipeline's going to really, everybody will kind of love how this all fell into place this week. The other thing that came up was clearing sexual energy, and I got some really cute emails about this stuff. And Veronica, I would like you, because you brought it up last week, about clearing sexual energy before and after sex.
Mm.
So I'm going to let you jump on this one. No pun intended. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. How would you clear sexual energy?
Okay, I think the easiest, I think these techniques are really simple for a good reason that you can actually use them fast. But it's just calling up for one of my favorite, or my guide's favorite, is you call up the person's energy in your body. And you don't have to have sex with somebody to have a lot of their energy running through your body.
Yes, we know this.
Okay, so I'm just reminding people.
Well, no, I was being facetious. I was speaking for me.
Yeah, we're going to talk about your situation in a few minutes. Jackie's got an amplification situation here to bring this story to a nice, fruitful thing. Anyway, the thing is calling up the person's energy in your body, mind, and you will feel it. Feel it all through your body, and then command total release or ask your angels to clear it all out. And then swish yourself with whatever's your favorite light, and I think Jackie's is the platinum spiraling light.
Yes,
swish yourself out, or I call it the light gargle. You can use gold as well. And just swish yourself out with light. And it really doesn't take very long, and I'll tell you something that's so exciting is that if you do it regularly, you can feel it, and you can move it very fast through your body. And it really helps you in any situation, but it's important after sex.
I love that. See, I knew you'd have some simple, wonderful answer to this.
My thumbnail sketch on how to be evolved.
And I'm going to give just kind of my version, which, of course, I tend to make things probably more difficult. It is to go into meditation, make yourself small, go into the chakra, and see the person in your second chakra, and along with all of their friends, they're people they've had sex with that may have had tremendous impact. You know, there could be 2, 5, 10, 12, 14, 100, whatever, and you know, literally escort them out of the chakra. But whatever works for you, I love what you said, Veronica. I think it's fabulous.
It's just a gargle,
and
gargling the gargoyles.
Yes. Yes and yes. And so I had a couple of emails that I thought were really cute about this. Now, this is one of them. This is so cute. This is one I got from a darling client and one of our listeners that I adore. And very great sense of humor. Imagine this, a conversation with Betty Sue across the street. Betty Sue, I had such a nice day. I got my nails done and had a massage. How was your day? Me? Oh, lovely. I got on the table, had my brain worked on. I really needed that. I feel much better. I was vibrating all over the place. Betty Sue, oh, how interesting. Later that evening, Betty Sue hands a beer to her hubby. Me, hands a large sage stick and a match to my hubby. Betty Sue cooks a pot roast, invites her friends over for conversation about work, bingo, and shopping. Me, blesses the organic quinoa dish with veggies and wants to talk about sacred geometry, parallel lives, and a multitude of non-earthly subjects while sensing that there are other invisible people in the room.
That sounds like fun. Let's go to her house.
Betty Sue makes love to her husband while football is playing in the background. Me, well, honey, I'd really like to, but let's check out your second chakra first and do some energy clearing on the both of us. Betty Sue takes a sleeping pill. Me clears the house, sends light and love, and to be continued.
She hasn't slept since, right?
Right. Then she wrote, good thing I cracked myself up. She's so cute.
That's great, actually.
And then we got another one from our darling friend Squirrel, who, bless her heart, she wrote, dear Ronnie and Jackie, interesting that the two of you are together in Sin City, this was last week, and then decide your radio show should be about sex. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Trust Squirrel to figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I was most intrigued by the pipeline discussion and following clarification of what that means. Briefly, I think my pipeline was my pipe dream, and I obviously realize it is going to take way more than pipe cleaners to clear my former mate requirements and desires. Is it possible to delete the entire pipelines of my life scenario and begin anew?
Is it?
Yeah, if you really wanted to clear everything out, but I don't think people want to clear everything out, although some people may. I only ask because I cannot remember all of my pipe dreams offhand. I think I need Big Wally the wall washer and his help right now. And this was something Veronica talked about last week.
I think he married again.
And by the way, your show brought a whole new definition to safe sex. Love you, Squirrel.
That's funny. That's great.
Oh, God, I thought that was so funny.
Well, that's a really active letter. It's got me thinking about everything.
Well, you know, again, I think this brought up a lot of, and, you know, we've got a lot of people out there who've been celibate for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know, during this whole process that we've all been going through and preparation for the ascension. And, you know, I'm sure you run into them too, Veronica.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And so, now, leave it to Squirrel. I consider Squirrel to be my... my proofreader. She, you know, I sign up for all these newsletters, but I never get them. Squirrel gets them all, and then will filter them to me after she's screened through them, which I just love. So I don't get everything, and it's really interesting to me because I am signed up for all of them. So I always, when something comes through for Squirrel, I get to it as quickly as I can. And this was such an incredible week that, for me, and I'll go into it in a minute. So she sent me one January 15th called Going Through the Tunnel. Now, this is from a website that I've talked about before, and it's called whatsuponplanetearth.com. Don't forget to put the S on what. www.whatsuponplanetearth.com. This woman is, her information, I think, is always really amazing. And, but it was, the whole point here is that it was incredibly timely.
Hmm.
And I'm just going to read a couple of pieces out of this. I'm not reading the whole thing. But it's so timely right now to what we're experiencing that I really, this is what's the whole show is really about, and it came in after all the other material hit. We are currently in the process of going through the tunnel to the other side, in the midst of the birth canal, or in a massive transition, whichever definition you choose. This phase of the process is vitally necessary, but it is also important validation as well, that we are indeed poised to enter a very new world and reality very soon. Just like babies entering the birth canal or individuals experiencing the tunnel of a near-death experience, we are most assuredly going through the same. We're leaving one reality after our roles of transmuting the denser energies have now been completed for this latest round, and a long round it was, and may now find ourselves in between. No longer living in the old world reality with a complete and total severance, it can at times feel like we are not here nor there. But even though we may have a sense that a very new beginning with an excitement in the air is on the very near horizon. Many of us are at different points of this tunnel or transition. Some have already landed completely and are finished with the transition. Trust me, I want to know who they are.
Me too.
And out of the tunnel, and others are in the midst of the transition, still seeking clarity and a sense of place. Symptoms of tunnel travel, I love this, because this is showing up with my clients. Intense muscle aches, sinus pressure and headache, deep body pain, ringing in the ears, nausea, intestinal distress, coughing and chest congestion, feelings of pressure or toxicity in the body, and insomnia. Also, this sensing that absolutely nowhere feels right or comfortable, and I think a lot of people are feeling that right now. she goes on, and I just highlighted some of this. We're letting go and releasing intensely challenging experience of purging and transmuting so many of the deeper, denser energies that seem to embody nearly all of 2007. It can take a while to complete this process. But before we enter yet another higher realm of reality, we must indeed be free and clear of any baggage or leftover energy from the long process that 2007 brought to us, and that I'm going to add here to anything that's sitting in the pipeline as well. I'm skipping around here too. Month of January is a good time for tying up loose ends, taking care of old business that we've not had time to attend to, for finalizing all those last details that are necessary in order for us to move forward into a new reality. Mercury retrograde is due to arrive January 28th. the discomfort that is part of the final release process, just as an individual releases all remnants of his or her human experience in one fell swoop, when they go through the dying process in the old 3D reality, we are now experiencing a great release before we enter a higher dimension. With the ascension process, we are dying while we are alive, so this process occurs in smaller segments. Nonetheless, the current leap we are now experiencing is a substantial one indeed. The familiar is gone. We've evolved beyond it. Our old comfort zones no longer are comfortable. And now it's the time to be willing to let go of our old grooves and securities, which is the only way we can get through the gates into the new reality. Also, we're now ready to manifest our deepest desires. Finally, the time has come, as he says. I'll go back to some of this, and I really want to talk about this because this is an incredible time, and the reason I put on the show about this stuff coming out of the blue right now, what I'm seeing is that any place that you still hold fear, any of the old places, again, sitting in the pipeline, they're going to come up and bite you in the butt right now. And it'll be fleeting. And the key here, from what I perceive at this point, is to be in as much neutrality as possible. Because it's so easy to get hooked back in. It's like trying to leave the old and being tempted by the old energies that held us hooked into the lower density. And I mean, they're coming so quick, and my life always is exaggerated. Veronica and I were laughing about this before the show. And, you know, what are the kind of things that can come up for us right now? Okay, and I'm going to use some of the stuff that's coming up for me. In this week, I have dealt with, I have a loan coming up on my house, as many people do who bought 3 years ago at the top of the market.
A balloon.
Yes, and I recognized, I actually wrote it down and said, okay, it's time to deal with this. I tend to be very much in the now moment, but I recognized that this is something that was really sitting there, and I needed to deal with it. And I called one of my closest friend's sons who did the loans for me. And when I bought the house, and he said, Jackie, just walk away, gave him the keys. And I said, well, that's not going to happen. I said, you know, I hate to tell you this, but I've got a full portal here, you know, all the energies have been built, and, you know, I've looked at it financially, and, you know, I can do this and this and this and this. And he said, well, you're losing money, and I said, well, I think that's a relative thing. I don't look at things the same way. You know, if we're using the old forms of measurement right now to measure what we're doing, if we're working in other realms, I see those two as totally dissimilar. You know, I sat down and talked with the team and said, you know, what do you guys think? And they're like, do not move. The energies are there in place. They're there to support you. Everything's in place. The stress would not be good, blah, blah, blah. They gave me all the reasons. And so we called, you know, the new lender to see, you know, what the reason, not possible to refinance in Las Vegas because of the marketplace. But when I ran the comparables, what was interesting is the portal goes out a mile in every direction. It's actually a 2-mile diameter from my center point. And within that area, the prices had not dropped like the rest of Las Vegas, which did not surprise me at all. But the lending institutions in the country have earmarked Las Vegas as not a good market. So their criteria is much different. And so I had heard Donald Trump 6-8 months ago say on television, don't turn your homes in, call your lenders and try to negotiate because these lenders don't want the homes back. So that's what I'm in the process of doing. But I got very clear that I would not do this from a perspective of fear, but from a perspective of this is what I choose to do. And but I had the option. And of course, home for me is a major issue because of my background, having lived in foster homes. And loss of home throughout my life for various reasons, divorce, this and that. So, but what's so fascinating to me is the difference in the energy with this was by staying neutral and staying very powerful with it. And out of fear, I have a sensing, and I've got all my backup plans. I know exactly what I need to do. If this doesn't work, I will do this, and I'll be fine. But I found it interesting that it came up because it happens to be the key fear for me, which was loss of home. Right behind that, interestingly enough, came a situation with my ex-husband and my son, and that I knew was number two. You know, as I'm telling people to clear their pipeline, I did not get in there to do it.
So these guys are all in your pipeline, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Home.
Home. Husband. Ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. And babies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and my children. And so along with that, and this was all in a one-week period, in a matter of actually almost, it was 2 days, within a two-day period, my daughter came back from Romania, and she and my granddaughter came over. My granddaughter's now 20, and my daughter was born before I was 16. So we're very close in age in terms of the three generations. And we sat together, and I realized that my daughter was still dealing with issues from her stepfather, my cousin, and that my granddaughter was dealing with them as well in terms of how they deal with relationships. And I'm looking at this chain of pain, how deep it has run through the family, and even though I've gone to neutrality in relationships and not with jealousy and this and that, they're still dealing with these. And I found it fascinating that this is all part of the process. They're looking at it and discussing it. How do we become different? How do we clear it? And I was in awe. I just let them talk because this was very important for them to walk through. But I saw this clearing happening. You know, I'm not saying to them, well, you're going through ascension and, you know, this is the reason it all has to be cleared. But I was able to see it. And within 24 hours, I got a call from my son. And my ex-husband has been known to be very, you know, threatened to be incredibly violent and has had a lot of people in fear throughout his life. And that all came up again with the threat of, you know, having people killed. And he took being Italian very serious. He thought that was really a big deal, and where I did not. But again, I found myself in a sense of total neutrality with it and was able to say, okay, son, you know, you need to do this, and we need to take care of that, and we'll make this phone call. You know, kind of cut this off at the pass and everything will be fine. But again, it was dealing with it from a perspective of neutrality, but realizing that that was still sitting, those fears were still sitting in the pipeline. Even though they were, and coming up, okay, this old stuff coming up to raise its head, all right, in a time, you know, and I know I talk to some people and they're like, well, I can't imagine that these things can happen to you because, you know, you're supposed to be living in light and love and so on and so forth. And I always say to people, no, no, no. No, I am the guinea pig. And Veronica, you and I were talking about this earlier, that my life has been very dramatic and it was all in preparation. Mm-hmm.
If nothing, you haven't experienced, at least at some tangential level.
No.
Well, I think that's remarkable. That's the university of the healer, isn't it?
You know, yes. Mm-hmm. And in my particular case, I was channeling one time. I was doing automatic writing, and I asked why I had taken all this on in this lifetime. This was in 94. And they said very simply, you asked. You wanted to experience everything and every emotion in this lifetime so that you would understand it.
Is that a pipeline you're going to clear?
Yes.
Well, let's do it.
Yes, Jackie will be in her pipeline for the next week. What I found fascinating is that things that normally would have created fear in my life in the past did not create fear, but took me to a level of, okay, from a point of empowerment, okay, what do we do? How do we redirect the energy? How do we stay neutral and not give away any power? And that's the way that with anything that comes up right now, we need to really be in that, from that point of, and in that point of neutrality. And I want to share a couple of people's sessions that this week also came up, because it always does. When we're getting ready for a show, in fact, I was talking with a client last night, and that's where the title came up. And she was asking some questions, and it was, you know, which she was talking about, you know, looking at what's going on in the world, you know, am I just sticking my head in the sand by not watching the news and so on? And it came down to, you're choosing which world you're going to experience.
Right.
And it's a choice. And I said, geez, that's the title of the show.
Hmm.
We're in choice right now as we're going through the tunnel, as Karen talks about on her wonderful dissertation here, what we're going to experience. And which means that our thoughts, so we're back to the same issue again, of how impeccable our thinking has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to go back into, and the minute we do, we densify.
We what? Densify.
Mm-hmm. Densify. Our mm-hmm. frequencies densify.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we go into fear, into the old way. Now, we're not going to fall off a cliff. We're not going to go over the edge. We've got some leeway as we're going through this to be able to see as these things come up one more time. And I really see them as a gift, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
to see how far we've come and where we can refine the way that we have historically dealt with our key issues in our life. I have a wonderful, wonderful young man who has been working with us for, I think, 3 years. And he was in the mortgage brokerage business, and of course that business just overnight in Las Vegas completely changed. And he had a beautiful big home that he bought with the intention of finding a mate, getting married, having children, and a beautiful car and all kinds of things. And he fought to keep everything and so on. And he was here a week ago and he said, you know, I'm in total neutrality. No prompting. This was just a conversation we were having. And he said, you know, I'm ready to let go of everything and just start from the beginning. And he said, I feel like I'm now supposed to move into my spiritual work as well, that there's something else I'm supposed to do. And it was so beautiful to see him in his late 20s coming to this realization with no stress. He's lost weight. He looks great. Not stress kind of lost weight, but his health is better. Everything is better because of the way he's dealing with everything. It's absolutely beautiful.
So it's like stepping out of a reality or a world and moving into another.
Right. Without regret, without remorse, without feeling victimized, without any of it.
That sounds wonderful.
And I'm so proud of him to see the way he's dealing with this. Now, some of us who are older may have more difficulty because it's really easy to slip into victimization and martyr and fear. I want to talk about somebody else. We have someone we work with that's really an extraordinary woman. And she has a problem with her knee. And we've been doing a lot of work on healing emotionally. And so she was really surprised, and so was her husband, that the knee had not improved, even though she was doing all this emotional healing and obviously had made quantum shifts in who she is. And what was very interesting about this, and this is one of the paradoxes of Earth, and I really want to share this one because I think it's so profound. And I was in conscious channel at the time. I wasn't in quasi-trance channel or whatever I do. The answer was very simple, that when you're having healing sessions with anyone, doesn't matter who it is, when you're working on your healing, your goal is to heal emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all of it. You go into it to heal, with the purpose of healing, but not with the purpose of healing those so that you can heal the knee or the arm or the leg or the cancer or whatever you have. Your goal is to heal, but without the other purpose. The ailment or malady will then move into its own healing in its own process. And it's a real narrow little thing in there that It's one of the paradoxes on earth. That you can't, if you go into a healing session, I'm here to heal my cancer, my knee, my pancreas, my liver, whatever. Instead of coming into, I'm here to heal and grow spiritually. And by the way, I need to heal this. Okay, this is one of my physical intentions. But put your focus on the other healing, which is healing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, astrally, etc., and cosmically now. I'd love your comments on this one, Veronica, because this was a great paradox that we dealt with this week. And I found it to be fascinating. And for people who've read Adrienne DeVere's book, and this is one of the things, you know, where Adrienne was doing a lot of physical healing. And when I came on board, and Adrienne died shortly after that, a matter of months, you know, they were really adamant, and I got from the get-go that my work was different, because we knew that if you didn't heal spiritually and emotionally, no physical healing would ever hold. And then we got into the paradox, because a lot of people that were having healing sessions in Israel were contacting me, and their, even Adrienne's people that he had worked with, their maladies came back. I found this fascinating, and it was part of the key piece of, okay, your physical healing is, the body is a manifestation of emotional damage. You know this, Ronnie, you work in energy fields. I mean, but what do you see when you do this?
Well, when I'm thinking of this woman who, is it a woman who's got the knee? Is it the left knee? Is the knee on the left?
Yes.
Okay. So what's interesting to me is the emotional healing includes a whole thing about an issue of power and support.
Yes.
And I feel like she hasn't... Oh, and the guides are showing this, that there's a connection to her spirituality, which she hasn't quite clicked into yet.
That's correct.
And when she does, I think the knee will start getting better slowly
but
surely.
It absolutely will. You're absolutely right on. You are right on. Very good.
But I think also, Jackie, and this is something that's relevant to all of us, is that she's resisting something really hard about breaking into that. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't probably even know consciously that she's resisting it.
This is her child and adolescent, and that's a whole other piece of this that I, you know, I don't want to discuss her case too much on the phone, but this is a whole other piece of this where we're working very much with the child and adolescent. They're the ones that are resistant.
And so to me, it's fascinating that any kind of healing, when it's physical healing, well, any kind of healing, is so much a layer after layer of things, unless people have constructed an intention and, you know, if people are really receptive in that very moment, quite often it can go boom, just like
yes,
that.
Yes, it can. And we've both seen that.
Yeah. And that's really exciting, but it doesn't, it's not right or wrong. It's just that sometimes that we have so many other things that are trying to reformat or integrate.
Well, and this, what we found in this particular situation, there was layer after layer after layer after layer, as you said. And we had to bring her child and adolescent in because it was they that were interfering with the healing process.
And they're holding their position, aren't they?
Absolutely holding their position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And until they integrate in, the healing can't take place on any level, including the spirituality. And that's where, so you're right on. You came right in on that field. Good for you. You're a good one, honey.
Thank you. So are you.
I always say you see incredibly.
Aww.
Another client, and this I thought was really interesting. She had a lot of fear around losing overtime at work because it supports her lifestyle. Okay? And this week she got a memo that they were going to try to eliminate overtime altogether at work. And they were going to observe the employees to see how fast that they were working. And she's been with this company a long time. And if they were being time efficient. Now, that's kind of disconcerting, you know. It's hitting you on both. But, I mean, it came out of the blue, boom. That same day, she had another situation where there was a very secretive investigation by human resources. They were going to interview everyone in her department because someone had filed an internal complaint. Now, the employees were not allowed to talk to one another. This was very, you know, human resources can be very secretive. Mm-hmm. Again, triggering another issue for her because there'd been a lot of unrest in the department anyway. And now, she got very powerful yesterday. Midway, she woke up feeling powerful and really in her center. Midway through the interviews, they stopped the interviews and closed the case. Boom. And I was like, kudos to you. That's absolutely fabulous. Now, the overtime issue, again, you know, the recommendation, of course, was to go into her pipeline, but also the fact that something totally new could come in and completely shift that. You know, whether it's a different position for her, a raise, whatever.
So she doesn't have to do overtime to get that much income. Be great.
Yes, exactly. And this is where we're going now. We're looking at things may not come in the way that we have been used to seeing them, and we're being forced to look at things a different way. Also this week, I have a friend going through a horrendous divorce. And they're both friends of mine. They're both, we were all very, very close. Very difficult. And she had to go to arbitration yesterday, and she was just undone by the whole experience. And in our conversation today, she finally got that when she moves into neutrality, that this will stop undoing her. Because in California, it's cut and dry. This is what you get. There's no deviation. There's no fault. Boom, boom. But she couldn't move into that neutrality because of the unfairness of the way that she felt after all these years of being married. She felt that he was, you know, acting out in ways that she didn't like and so on and so forth. Once she got that if she moved to the neutrality, it couldn't impact her anymore. Yes, she's still going to have some sorrow. But she's angry. You know, she's waited up forever that, you know, she's always been the good girl and so on and so forth. But once she got the neutrality piece, I could feel her shift. And here it was in her face because her whole future is ahead of her. I can see it through the pipeline. Incredible, but she's still waiting for it to be fair. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not fair that you're acting this way after 27 years of marriage. Another client, her grandchild was taken to the hospital with an unknown disease. All the diagnoses were horrible. I mean, it was, you know, really touch and go. And, of course, I sent the team immediately. And first report was that the child had lost his eyesight. And probably his hearing. That's all returned, and he's now on the mend. But, you know, instead of going into fear, she contacted us for immediate help, and the team who are... They're wonderful for emergencies like this. But she went to a different place, and because she went to a different place, it allowed the team to do more. And I've seen this over and over again. It wasn't a matter of surrendering power. It was going to a higher frequency with it, which allowed the opportunity for more to happen.
You mean she went to neutrality?
Yeah, she went to not total neutrality, but hope.
Mm.
And not surrender in terms of giving away her power, but she felt more empowered in trusting in the whole experience. It was a real interesting dynamic the way she went there. Another client who had one session, her mother has been a friend and client for almost from the beginning, and... She had one session, and she was loaded with questions and immediately started having phenomena with her vision, different light things happening, and this is not unusual after first session. She got scared and went to a doctor, and although they cannot definitely determine that she has any disease, they are terrifying her and telling her that they think she has MS.
Hmm.
This is a young woman.
Hmm.
Now, I don't see MS. Her mother, who is also a great healer, does not see MS. None of us do. And I'm fascinated by the response of, and they're stuffing her full of all these different pills and so on and so forth. So I'm fascinated by how a new phenomena for somebody who wasn't ready for it, this is something I'm always concerned about, and the team and I talk about is, you know, when people start opening up, are they really ready for it? And this is the reason that some people, you know, in the beginning we had people, you know, become instantly psychic, and I was like, you can't do that. It's too much for people. They go into overwhelm. Now, she may be going through something she needs to go through, which is to break through all of this to find her real center. But, you know, she's going to medical doctors for help rather than, you know, trusting both her mother and, you know, whether it's us or anybody else, you know, looking for alternatives.
How old is she, Jackie?
Veronica, I don't know. I mean, if you ask me right now, it's in her file, but I don't know her exact age.
She's not in her, like, her 20s. She's young, isn't she?
She's young, but she's not in her 20s.
One of the things I'm watching, though, that's really interesting is the glyconutrient factor. You know, an old multi-level called Manitech, but I'm not really talking products here, but there's a thing called glyconutrient, which is a kind of a sugar base that comes from something like processed aloe vera, works with the brain-blood barrier. It could really help rebalance her brain and her parietal lobe. And it works really quickly with people with MS, actually.
And it's called glyconutrients?
Glyconutrients. And the product that we've learned about, but there are other ones that are even improved, is called Ambrotose from an old multi-level called Manitech. And it's really amazing for that kind of situation. But I look at her and go, I would want to get her on a glyconutrient of some sort. You know, it will help her brain kind of reformat.
Right.
You know?
Well, again, you know, when she had her first session, until she has her second session, this is not unusual for people to have this kind of phenomena.
Mm.
I've talked to her on the phone about this, but she has gone into her fear. These kind of symptoms often occur first session and are corrected by the second.
Mm.
Because when they open up the parietal lobes and the frontal temporal and so on and so forth, it can be a shock, and then it rebalances after the second session.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent a diagnosis to me requesting help. It never got to me, which I thought was really interesting. And then I called her mother and said, I didn't get it. Please resend it, and I still haven't received it.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. So there is something else going on with her, Veronica, in terms of her needing to look at an alternative to open up to her real spirituality, because she's another one who has fear around her spirituality.
Well, I think it has to do with a rebellion with her mother or something.
Yes, and that as well. Very good.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, though, that we seem to need, you talked about maybe it's her process or her path, we seem to need to be able to push away from whatever the mother's influence is in order to regain ourselves. So maybe she has to do it that way.
That's right. That's why I haven't panicked. You know, I didn't panic. I'm with her mother. But again, I absolutely agree with you on this one.
They know that the mother's always right? No, I'm teasing.
Well, no. And don't we know that most daughters don't want you to be?
Exactly.
So let's go back for a minute to the physical symptoms, because I think this is so interesting. I've had people of late with intense muscle aches, a lot of sinus pressure and headaches, a lot of ringing in the ears, a lot of intestinal distress, a lot of chest coughing, congestion, and breathing problems.
But Jackie, I have to interrupt you, because as you say each of those, I get each of them.
Oh, sorry. I don't want you to do that.
But isn't it? No, they don't stay with me, but it's hilarious. My body's going bip-bop in my sinus, everything, like all the way through.
Well, you know, I'm, we all know that as we've gone through the ascension stuff, you know, we've had a lot of really weird things come up.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody. But, you know, I just, looking at the intentions I get from people, and I have one person listening tonight that I know it's really important for them to be hearing this. The intestinal distress, I've seen so much of this, and we're constantly working in that third chakra, and again, power, huge power issues right now, and a lot of insomnia. That's also on the list. And how do you do with sleep, Veronica?
Not very well, but I never have. So, you know, at my age, I'm quite good not being able to sleep. And usually, I'll have to say this, that whenever there's a grand download from the universe or I'm going through a huge change, I just don't sleep. My body is just very electric, and I think it's pretty normal for a lot of people.
Yes, I would agree.
Do you get that as well? Sleep? What's that?
Well, as I told you earlier tonight, the team has been there every night except last night.
They're partying down with you.
Yeah, they're partying down. And whenever big things are coming in and they're there that often, and, of course, their signal is they leave the fan and the huge light that's over the healing table, which is like an operating room light, which I never turn on. And those are both on full blast. They're two separate controls, so it's very funny. There's no short in the fan. We've tested it. And it can go months, you know, without, well, I won't say months, but so we just know that this is, you know, I have a lot of phenomena that happens in my house. My cable is always doing the crazy things because it's right below the healing room. And do I have tons of, yes, in addition to that, and, you know, I sleep with two fans going full blast, so that the noises and so on don't wake me up. So the drone of the fans keeps me kind of normalized.
I thought you meant two beings that go, yay, Jackie!
No.
On a... Good work.
And usually when I wake up in the middle of the night, which is often, I'll wake up in midstream of some conversation I'm having on the other side. And so it's, as I you know, go to the little girl's room, the whole conversation is going on in my head, and then I, you know, hop back in bed and then go right back into sleep and complete it. And we're doing a lot of work on in the other realms right now. I mean, man alive, I'm telling you, it is, you know, wadded up papers on the floor and computer screens and, you know, you can see the ETs with pencils behind their ears and, you know.
Well, this is a big, I mean, there's a lot of work going on, just human beings trying to get this evolution taken care of here.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's just huge. And I, you know, the reason I'm going through all this tonight is so that people don't go into fear, because, you know, this is where if you're going into fear, you're sticking it right in the pipeline. And you know, again, if you're going down a tunnel, I love this one. Having died, I know this one. When you're going down that tunnel and the old things are pulling at you, you're slowing down your process. The neutrality is the only thing that keeps you moving forward. And there was another thing that came up this week, and it was really interesting. It was someone who worked with, she was a nurse, and worked with age people, and, you know, old people in a hospital in the, I don't know what the ward is called. I'm
like
sorry.
Alzheimer's?
No, not Alzheimer's necessarily, but all with old people.
Mm-hmm.
And so aging has been a really big issue for her, and we had quite a conversation about this one. And I had a big aha, you know, today, which it shouldn't be an aha, but Veronica, you've been upstairs, so you kind of understand.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And she was saying, you know, when you figure out, you know, because she was talking about plastic surgery and so on, and the team won't let me have anything done, which frustrates the hell out of me. And they don't want anybody working in my crown chakra, and, you know, which any kind of a facelift, you know, you have to pull up through there. And, you know, I have my own internal stuff about this, that if, this, you know, if we're working on reversal of aging, I shouldn't have to do that.
Well, I think your team can do great energetic facelifts.
Yes, they have. They've played with it. So,
good.
What was fascinating to me is that up in my bedroom and my dressing room, it's definitely a different dimension and frequency up there.
Yes, sir.
And I was in the dressing room getting ready today, and I looked in the mirror and I went, "Duh, I'm in a higher frequency and dimension up here, and I look much younger." When I go downstairs and look in a mirror downstairs, I look older. And I've had other people in my home who've noticed the same thing in my dressing room, some of whom have wanted to take it home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer. And so the reversal of aging, the physical or physiological manifestation of that, as we move into the higher dimensions of frequencies, we are going to look younger, period. And so, you know, and anybody, you know, Veronica, you know this one, I think you look incredible. You know, I noticed, having not seen you for a while, how much younger you look.
Oh, wonderful.
And
I don't have the comparison. You look pretty darn good, too, but I thought it was that amazing house you're in.
Well, you know, the house is pretty good. You notice I don't stray far from it.
You know, why can't they move? If your house has a tremendous, wonderful frequency, even right at the very front door, at the very beginning.
Right.
But why can't they move that higher frequency all the way through the house?
Well, because we don't want people completely blasted downstairs.
Oh.
Okay. And
I wanted to be blasted.
Yes, I know. You know, we were laughing because Bob was... it's degrees. You know, I have people that come to visit and they're up peeing constantly if they're down in the family room. You know, they notice an immediate physiological shift. You know, my son used to come here and say, I don't need to go to the healing room. All I got to do is just sit in the house. when you go up into the healing room, the frequencies and energies are far more intense. You know, in my bedroom, they are different, as you know, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
But the key here was that as we move to these higher frequencies and dimensions, we are going to be younger. It's that simple. I mean, we've known that. We've heard about it. We've all talked about it. We've postulated about it. But this, for me, as I'm sitting up there today going, duh. So, Catherine, if you're listening, that was my answer. And I know she will be.
Hmm.
You know, we're in an exciting time right now. It's just incredibly exciting. But if things come up for you right now, just recognize them for what they are. Don't let them overwhelm you. It's so important right now. And clean out the pipeline. Trust me, I'll meet you there because I'll be in mine.
I'm just thinking, can you give us a quick exercise on how to clean the pipeline again, please?
Really simple. Go into meditation. Go into a forest. It's always the best place to go. Magical forest, go to a clearing, have your higher self and guides waiting for you, or you go there and have them join you. From there, together, leave. You'll find the path. Find the pipeline, a huge pipe, okay? There's your pipeline. I mean, keep it simple in terms of the metaphors that you work with. As you go into the pipeline, make sure it's lighted, you know? It's your meditation. And, you know, have them all with you. And as you see things in there, whether it's pictures of them or actual physical things, or maybe guys in there or girls in there, hand them over to your guys. Get rid of this one. Don't want, no offense, sorry, you know. And have them haul that stuff out. Come back waiting for something new. A constant stream of beings coming and going. And like I said, if it takes you days to get through it, you know, so be it. But then keep it clean from there.
Excellent.
And Veronica, tell them about your show, darling.
Radiance by Design is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and I'm having 4 o'clock is Radiance by Design. It's a call-in show. It's all about you. I don't know what subject we're going to bring in next week, but we usually talk about whatever the paradigm shifter is at 5, and she's a very creative soul. Michelle Cassou is coming on at 5, who broke through to her intuitive, creative artistic expression, works with children and adults, and is really very exciting as an artist. So tune in Tuesday at 4 or 5 o'clock, both times.
Beautiful. Your website, darling?
VeronicaEntwistle.com, EntwistleE.com. There's no H in Entwistle, so if you want to email me or tune into my website, don't put the H in there.
All right. And, of course, ours, ethealing.com. We love you all. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you. It can't be any other way, folks. We really are all one. More and more, as you look at people, recognize that they are you, and you are them. That's where we're going, and it's it's an incredible time. We are all so blessed to be on this path together. I thank you all for tuning in, participating with us. We love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.
Good night, darling.